Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Friday, the fourth day of April, 2008. We'll be transmitting worldwide against tyranny for the next 3 hours, simulcasting on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite systems, and, of course, the internet at Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. No guest today. I might have one pop in about Iran war news in the third hour, but we're working on that right now. No guest right now today. I just want to be able to open the phones up and take your calls on the economy, on the Jesse Ventura interview, on the build-up for war with Iran. There is just so much news and information that we have here today that we're going to be going over, and I'd love to hear from you on all of these issues or whatever topics you bring up. I love spinning the wheel of fortune and reaching into the grab bag and hearing what the callers have to say next. It takes us in so many unexpected directions. That's the real wild card. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. I get so accustomed to knowing what a piece of filth Ted Turner is that when it came out in the news in the last 2 days that Ted Turner was talking about world population reductions and one-child policies in the U.S., that I didn't even talk about it. And that's because you tend to be so close to a problem, so close to an issue, it's common knowledge to me and to you, the listeners, to I and everybody out there listening. And so we become aware of this to a point to where, as it becomes common knowledge, it's old hat, and we don't warn the people when they begin to find out about what's happening, because it is old hat. We need to, when this type of stuff is in the news, point it out to people. When it's in the Associated Press and when it's in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and hundreds of other publications in the last 2 days, you need to print that off and show it to your coworkers and then tell them, hey, find out the rest of the story. Watch Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That film needs to be seen. It needs to be understood. I believe it is the most important film ever made about the New World Order, and not because I made it, but because in the 2 hours and 20 minutes in the film proper, in the 40-plus minutes of extras, we give you the history of the global elite, how they operate, the political system they're setting up, how they've broken the world into unions, how they're now merging those unions, how they're setting up a control grid, and then why they want to strap us down, why they want the police state grid in place so they can have an orderly extermination of the population. Through bioweapons, mainly, they will release and then they will pose as the saviors during each cycle, trying to keep us safe from the new bio attack, administering vaccines and other drugs that are only the precursor to the next attack. So it's free on Google Video. And I know you know that, but I'm asking you to get the link, to get it out to everyone you know, and to not stop. I've seen a lot of hype for books and things that are out right now on 9/11, and that's fine and dandy. But the public doesn't really read anymore. Film is what is more effective. Just like Loose Change. And, of course, my hounding helped wake up Jesse Ventura. All right, I'll give you a preview of what's coming up today. It's very important. On the other side, stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Making the point that we have Ted Turner running around talking about how there's too many people and how we need to have a global one-child policy. And I suggest that if people are so bad and we all need to die, that Mr. Ted Turner, that he and his five children go out and find a large cliff at the Grand Canyon. They can all hold hands and say one, two, three, and jump off together and plunge to their deaths. Now, I don't want that to happen. And there's plenty of room for all of us to live in peace with the globalist Ted Turner. But if he insists on pushing his eugenics policies and funding hardcore eugenics ops in Africa and other places, I would like him and his disgusting family of degenerate scum to go ahead and jump off of the cliff. It's real simple. Or he can go out on his yacht, as I said on Coast to Coast AM last night, and he can tie some bowling balls to his legs. And he can jump off the side of his yacht into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Georgia there at his home, and he can go to the bottom. Oh, but no, he needs to live. He needs to oversee the eugenics. Oh, no. Ted Turner is very important. Ted Turner, his life matters. We're going to let everybody know you're the enemy, Turner. And if you and your buddies are dumb enough to release a bioweapon, everybody's going to know who did it. You understand? Doesn't matter how many microbiologists get double-capped in the head or run over by trucks or drowned or tortured to death. when that bioweapon gets released and we're unable to stop you, everybody's going to know who's behind it, scumbag. You can have some ADL grandson on television uploaded by the Intel Center saying he did it, but it isn't going to fly. You understand? It isn't going to fly. Yeah, that's what I think about when I go to bed at night. Very serious issues. We live in a very serious world. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. It isn't a drill. This is for all the marbles. And people in the FBI and in the CIA and others who don't want to die and who don't want to be culled, you better get up off of your hind ends and stop living in denial or stop rationalizing what the elites are doing and saying it's good and realize it is a nightmare. It stinks to high heaven, you group of freaks. A lot of you are control freaks, but you think you're going to be on the top of the pyramid. Let me just give you logic here. Look at history. Study the numbers. You are not going to be at the top of the pyramid. You, in fact, are the first group they're going to target because you know where the bodies are buried. Better extricate yourself from the situation. It's never too late to turn back. If you've got any inkling of conscience right now, any inkling of a tingle in your spine, knowing I'm telling the truth, that means you haven't lost your soul yet. It means you haven't burned off your psychic feelers yet. You hadn't hardened your heart yet. Hadn't been totally turned over to wickedness yet. And if you have any feelings now of remorse or any feelings of wanting to join us, and if you feel drawn towards the light, then come towards it. You can still come back no matter how far you've gone into darkness. I've taken my own forays into darkness. And I'm telling you, you can come back from that. Some ways it makes you stronger. A lot of people who have never seen the dark side are in some levels blind. But those of us that have in our lives seen the dark side, it's much easier to see it. Much easier to see it. Okay. We're going to get into Turner. That's my point. I meant to get to it yesterday. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night for 45 minutes, but still didn't have time to get into all the points I wanted to make. Really appreciate George having me on to talk to 16 million people an hour in the first hour of his show. That's the biggest hour. Because this is big medicine. This is the big issue. This is what it all hinges on. This is the ideology that drives the mindset of the globalists. Their every waking moment is dedicated to this dark crucible. Hey, let me just read you the headlines. Federal cops continue roundups in Juarez, Mexico. State fusion centers and Pentagon-run FBI programs spy on Americans. How many years have I told you? The FEMA emergency management centers, the threat fusion centers that they built in the late 90s, those are all federalization centers. And I want to get into some today how they integrate the police into the martial law grid that's now in the mainstream news. Secret DOJ memo says Fourth Amendment has no application after 9/11 inside the United States. So we're now getting the memos where senior White House officials were ordering torture. Not just saying use pliers on children's testicles in front of their parents, but senior White House officials going to Abu Ghraib. They've had the tape sent to the White House and poured over them. They like it, ladies and gentlemen. I remember hearing 12 years ago that Cheney was into torture. I never believed it, but now it starts making me believe Kathy O'Brien and others. These people are sick. So they do this because they like it. They want the power so they can do it and get away with it. You understand? Stalin getting into power, it was a means to an end. Lenin, Mao, Hitler. Secret DOJ memo says Fourth Amendment has no application after 9/11. The Department of Justice says there's no Fourth Amendment. Now, get ready for the Supreme Court to rule that you don't have a Second Amendment, but it will be heralded as you do have a Second Amendment. Get ready. They didn't triple the size of the BATF and build the biggest federal building in the U.S. in D.C., Bush broke ground on that 4 years ago. It's been completed because they wanted to be sweet to you. They're coming. And they got drug-dealing lawyers at the BATF who rule. topless bars and yachts on the weekend, slapping you around and dragging you to prison for your firearms during the week. Devil tat shaved heads rocking and rolling. $100,000 Corvettes. As long as they're given that by their masters, they'll gut this country. They'll slit this country's throat ear to ear. They got the knife pressing into the soft flesh of her neck. Blood's trickling down, and they're just saying to the government, give me the order. I'm ready to slice. Just like you saw in New Orleans. They're just begging, please let me lay this neck open. And their master's saying, hold up, hold back. Get ready. We've masked your forces. You're going to get your go-go. Don't worry, men. And they're just turn us loose on these people. We hate them, and we hate this country. By the way, I'm not joking when I say that. That's the spirit of them. NAFTA countries to introduce simultaneous legislation to stop SPP. That's some good news. Lawmakers have $196 million invested in defense industry. Congressional study. That's the tip of the iceberg. Air Force veteran was at a U.S. college that only flies the Mexican flag. He took it down, and he has been convicted. And there's not a mention of why does the school fly the Mexican flag. It's only about how he's evil. I'm telling you. Unbelievable. No global warming since 1998 as planet cools off. We'll get into that. A really funny satire piece from the spoof. Alex Jones ventures into children's toy market. Good article from Paul Craig Roberts. What do we stand for? Ritter says U.S. war with Iran is in the offing. U.S. Army toyed with telepathic mind control rays. New Scientist, they didn't toy with it. They use it all the time. Gadget recycling may be poisoning China's children. Robotic cargo ship docks flawlessly with space station. Murdoch's support for Clinton. New Yorkers read between the lines. New Yorkers hate Clinton because they know Rupert Murdoch controls her. Got bad news for you. They're also behind Obama. They own it all. Also, once a dollar bull sees long-term decline. Chertow, once a dollar bull sees a dollar decline. Bloomberg. Oil edges up as dollar slumps again. Gold goes back up as dollar slumps. Traders await U.S. payroll data. Fed's interest rate games could destroy the dollar. Dollar peg poses risk to economy. Gulf News. Top Democrats demand Attorney General provide 9/11 memorandum. New York gold futures turn higher on weak U.S. payrolls. Air America host suspended for Clinton remarks. That's right, can't talk bad about the Queen over there as the liberals wake up to the fact that they've been controlled all along. Can't allow that. All right, that's just some of what is coming up today and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. But I'll say it again. The public doesn't know there's been tens of thousands of admitted chemical and biological and radiological tests on the American people, hundreds of times designed to kill us and to see how citizens would die. Endgame covers that and tells you why they do it, and then gets into the eugenics larger program. Endgame needs to be seen, and I'm asking you, the listeners, I'm trying to enlist you to help me get the free Google video out to everyone. I'm not asking you to, you know, go buy a book or something. Films will wake people up. Films are effective. And if you want the high-quality DVD, which I suggest you get it at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it for nonprofit educational purposes, or see it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Bottom line, I want Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement out. We need a major push. I'm seeing huge pushes for books and things, and it's a PR campaign, and it's almost pointless. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments?
Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The elite don't respect you when in plain view they poison you with the sodium chloride and the mercury and the shots and everything else they do. They do respect you when you fight back. And this is a message to them. Yeah, I'm taking the fight. If you think I'll sit around. Oh, need to make a correction yesterday. I get on air and literally get so excited that I'm not very good at basic math. Everybody knows that one digit is one, and two digits is 10, and three is 100, and four is 1,000, and so on, up to trectagillions and to infinity. But yesterday I was reading Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the New York Department of Health and Environment school fluoride program. And I was reading where different states have pills and drinks and mouthwashes that they make the kids take that are 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5. They're all 0.2 or above. And I was on air. I just said the quandary. I said, what is 0.2? And on air, I said, is that 1/1,000th? And then after I got off air, I thought about it. I went, no, that's 2/100ths. And that's why I couldn't, on air, it didn't click. It's so amazing. One part per million in university studies, government studies, has been found, especially in young people, it's even greater effect, a 20-point IQ reduction. Some studies show 10, some show 15, but you can look that up. But we've got newscasts we can play right here that say 20-point IQ reduction. It really affects developing brains. So when I saw the numbers of 1/100th, 2/100ths, 3/100ths, 4/100ths, 5/100ths, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, 5/100ths, 2/100ths of sodium fluoride, that is Centers for Disease Control. That is Poison Control Center emergency, but in plain view every week in public schools coast to coast, generally in disadvantaged areas. You're poor. We don't think you're probably brushing your teeth. Wink, wink, black Hispanic. We've got these pills we want you to chew, these gums, these fluoride treatments that are deadly poison. One part per million is devastating. We're talking on average 2 parts per 100. Zombies. Now, the government now, the CDC, the FDA, and then private groups like the American Dental Association, the Kidney Disease Association, they've all had to come out in the last 3 years and said, okay, yeah, children shouldn't even have 1 part per million. It's very toxic, gives them fluorosis. It's causing kidney problems. We need to take fluoride out. But the public doesn't hear about that. Meanwhile, the feds, and see, I went to Margaret Sanger Elementary, and it had kindergarten in Dallas. I went 1 year right in the heart of Dallas, then we moved to a suburb. It was about half black. It was a lower middle class, kind of blue-collar school. And, man, they came in there all the time, and they gave us these red pills that would make us sicker than dogs. They made us wash our mouths out. And of course, the teachers meant, well, we're helping these poor disadvantaged children with drinks. 2 parts per 100. 2 parts per 100. I feel like I ought to just repeat this every day on every show because I have a responsibility to warn parents that your children are in the schools in the first 5 grades, in some schools every week, in others every month, being hit with a toxic sedative that eats holes in their brains, attacks every organ in the body, and retards growth massively. Remember that in some schools, a third of the school is special ed now. There's a reason. We're under chemical Pentagon attack. You are under Pentagon attack. You are under Pentagon attack. We are under chemical attack. Repeat, chemical attack. Protect yourselves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. On Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to uncivilliberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm coming straight on.
Coming straight on for you.
I've made up my mind. Now I'm strong.
Now I'm strong. Now I'm coming to you.
Straight on.
Straight on. Straight on for you. Straight on for you.
Our enemies are effective because the average person can't believe that they would hand out pills and chewing gum and mouthwashes that savage the brains of small children, that wreck their minds forever, that give them chemical lobotomies. Our enemies are effective because the public can't believe that they ship in and control the major conduits that bring in the narcotics to this nation. But now the people are beginning to wake up. Now they're beginning to realize the truth. Now they're getting angry. Now they're girding themselves for battle. Now they're coming straight on for the New World Order. And nothing's going to stop this conflict. It's going on right now. It's called the InfoWar. We're beginning to win more and more battles thanks to you suiting up, getting out on the field, not listening to the naysayers anymore, but just attacking the enemy, never stopping, never surrendering, never giving up. We're going to beat them. We can beat these technocrats who think they're better than us. We can beat these people that think they can manipulate us and punch our buttons. We can bring down the New World Order. All right, Jarrett, Skip, Mike, Peggy, Jimmy, many others, your calls are coming up here momentarily. Then I'm going to get into all the Jesse Ventura news. Thank you, listeners. You did it again. 2 days ago, we interviewed Jesse Ventura. 2 days ago exactly, he was on air with us. Said he'd woken up, the 9/11 was an inside job, buildings were blown up. We talked about the evil government, how they could do it, how the public can't believe that they're getting in the car with a killer. You know, the same analogy of Ted Bundy I use. He agreed with that. We were just talking about. And it is in hundreds of newspapers today, all over television stations across the country. It is in scores of newspapers, separate articles, not just the AP story. And now more and more people are not afraid to speak up and stand up. It's becoming more and more mainstream to look into it being an inside job. And all the CENTCOM bullies that want to gut this Constitution, this Bill of Rights, all the people that have infiltrated our government, infiltrated our military, want to bring us down, all the people that are on the take, they're defending from a cowardly position just because they get paychecks, or they're weak-minded, and they get paychecks, so they rationalize. We're defending because we have to save this country, and this is where we live, and they're building FEMA camps, and we don't have a choice. We've got to fight back. So you're failing miserably, and I want you to know that. And you're failing because people are committing. They don't care if you kill us. They don't care if you Trump stuff up and imprison us, and I'm speaking for myself right now. We don't care what you do. We're doing what we're going to do. You understand that? And you can do whatever you want. We see your deck. We're at ramming speed. We're 100 yards off your bow, and you can blow us to kingdom come. We're still going to run right into you, and it's going to blow up your magazine in the InfoWar. You're going to the bottom, and you know it. There's hundreds of kamikazes in the InfoWar coming in straight on, and there's nothing you can do. You cannot stop us. There is nothing you can stop. You can do nothing. You set off terror attacks, it'll give you limited power, but it'll burn out even quicker because the concept of false flag is introduced, and who has motive has now been introduced. Our numbers, we've got people everywhere. Our numbers are exponentially growing. We are defeating you, the cancer. You are the cancer, and you will be cut out. Do you understand? Wrapping yourself in the flag, that's camouflage. That's just like an enemy aircraft painting itself up like friendly aircraft. We have ripped aside the veil. We've shown people you're the enemy. People know you're the enemy. And it's exponentially growing right now. So we're going to get into that. Let's go to the calls right now. Let's talk to Jarrett, first-time caller from Oregon. You're on the air, Jarrett.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening for a couple of years, and I just wanted to say something about chemtrails. People don't know what they are. I just
those are
sure
vitamin. Those are vitamin trails, sir.
Oh yeah, you're right. No, the EPA, the same guys that said the air was safe to breathe on 9/11, they sent me a fact sheet. They said it was ice crystals. It's such a relief. Anyway, I looked it up, and there's like two pages of bacteria. It's biological warfare. That's what made me want to call you.
Well, the chemtrail program, the aerial spraying. The aerosol spraying, which a lot of it's declassified, is a cocktail. It's weather modification, and then at the lower levels, I mean, it'll be the summer at 3,000 feet they're forming. Oh, ice crystals at 3,000 feet. And I'm an Easter bunny. Suddenly these ice crystals stay there for 5 hours, and then now universities and others have done it. It's barium salts. It's aluminum oxide. It's nutritious, sir.
Well, let's paint the picture for people. I mean, look up in the skies. There's a plane going overhead, and the contrail disappears. That's the trail behind the jet. But then some of them don't disappear. Okay.
Well,
people,
sometimes
that's because they're different.
Well, people will say it's atmospheric conditions. You'll have a plane at the same level flying, not leaving one, and you'll have another one at the same level leaving one.
It's called biological warfare. I mean,
no,
it's your
minerals. Call. They're giving you your minerals, sir.
Well, they need everybody. Let's take some action on this. Let's call. Let's raise hell. I've been calling 911. And the operator says, well, I don't notice anything. I said, because you haven't been paying attention. Let's raise hell about it. It's biological warfare. That's the air we breathe.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Take my uncle, helicopter pilot, Vietnam. Then he was a fixed-wing aircraft pilot all over the U.S. and Latin America. He never saw them until 96. And he said suddenly in 96, and he was in, I guess, Llano, Texas at the time, suddenly, and then he was in Fredericksburg, suddenly it just changed. Suddenly it just, they started hanging there. And then NASA admitted 5 years ago the Earth is 20% darker now. Something changed in the atmosphere. And the evidence is they add stuff to the fuel. It's compartmentalized, where they only need to control a few of the jet fuel major companies, and then whatever's being added is aerosolized through the engines once it's in the atmosphere. And then now in government, federally approved and written textbooks for eighth graders, and we've covered this a couple of years ago, it said, oh, yes, it's a sunscreen because of global warming. It's saving the Earth. And then you can look up government programs about the aerosol program, and then they admit they've done, quote, weather control. We've got newscast in Oregon and Florida and Dakota, where you'll have 1,000-mile, 500-mile-long sprays that are, you know, 500 miles long and 300 miles wide, and they'll say, oh, this is Air Force chaff. I've never seen this much chaff. They release the little aluminum and tin pieces of metal chaff behind them just over, maximum maybe a few hundred square miles, not even that much. Not hundreds of thousands of square miles. And that's so when they're flying over on bombing runs, radar can't pick them up. That's just to confuse right where the planes are for missiles, for SAM, surface-to-air missiles. It isn't 500 miles long. I mean, I remember watching this newscast out of Florida a few weeks ago, and it's at least 200 miles wide and 400 miles long. I mean, it goes 100 miles out in the ocean, across Florida, right through the middle of it, and then 100 miles on the other side, perfect square. And the guy says, oh, it's Air Force chaff. No, it's not. I mean, now the weathermen are seeing giant patterns that cover more than half the state, and they're saying, chaff. It's not chaff, ladies and gentlemen. It must have taken 200 airplanes to do that. I mean, they're just running wild everywhere. They are. It's a scientific dictatorship. They've been developing secret technologies for 50-plus years underground. Lord knows what they've really got. Publicly, they've been for more than a decade cross-human animal species. It's finally hitting the news. They have just, it's genetic engineering. It's all just completely out of control. Fission, fusion, heavy reactors, giant cyclotrons smashing heavy elements together. You understand that's how they make A-bombs and hydrogen bombs. They're just doing it. The globalists are suicidal nihilists. That's, by the way, in Endgame. They say that about themselves. Nero finally committed suicide. I mean, they get so hateful, this is what they do. They are... A guild of psychopaths runs the planet, okay? All right, I said I'd take calls. I'm already digressing. I just can't believe that that's what runs this planet. Why? Skip in California, you're on the air.
Hey, I have a couple of observations I wanted to run by you. One is last year when the movie Borat came out, mimicking him was the kind of the popular cool thing to do.
Yes.
Like half the people I work with did it.
We did it too around here. It's pretty funny.
Well, he's got another character named Bruno that's a gay fashion journalist. And I imagine that when he comes out again mimicking him, acting effeminate will be the cool thing to do.
Well, I disagree with you. It's fun to make fun of some Central Asian, and that's kosher to do, but most people aren't going to want to imitate an effeminate person. But who knows? We'll see. So you think it's mass programming?
I don't know what it is. I do realize that when it comes out, see what happens. But the other observation I wanted to touch on was I really thought a lot about these black holes that they're possibly creating. And I kind of came up with two reasons why they would want to do it. One is I think that it kind of works as a safety net. Like if you have these set up all over the United States or wherever you want to be protected, no one's going to drop a bomb there because it'll get rid of the entire world. So it keeps that area safe from being attacked by another nation.
I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate your call. You're saying that they use these big field generators to contain the tiny black holes that they admittedly have created. They're not the same type as you would see in deep space, but they're similar phenomenon. And so then the Russians wouldn't attack it because if they blow up the facility, then the black hole will get loose. I don't really think that's kind of far-fetched, but who knows with these people. The point is they want to play God, and so they don't even know, according to what they're saying, what they're doing. It's pure research. And they admit, oh, yeah, this could cause a chain reaction and could implode the Earth or could, you know, shift, you know, create a particle that bonds to everything else and basically turns us all to rock instantly. And there's a lot of different things it could do, to put it in layman's terms. But they've got us all worried about carbon dioxide that plants breathe. That's the new global tax, a new threat they've listed as a toxic waste. It's not. It's a life gas, just like oxygen. It's 50% of the life equation on this planet. Well, you could argue you need oxygen, you need carbon dioxide, and you need water. But of the two gases that are used in respiration by humans, by all animals, and then by plants, it's 50% of the equation. Or you could say it's 33.3% of the equation if you added water into that. But meanwhile, they're just running around wildly, doing whatever they want, dumping toxic waste, chopping down forest, cross species, open air everywhere, spreading, you know, huge cyclotrons, smashing heavy particles into each other, just hybrids, human-animal hybrids, just frothing insanity. You understand, when they're firing these DNA guns into the cells, it creates superviruses. It activates ancient viruses and bacteria that are built into our DNA. They thought 96% of it was junk. It wasn't. It's an entire code of not just our species, but other species that aren't even related in our evolutionary development. And I'm not debating evolution with people. I believe in God. I believe it's a false debate they've created to make people go argue how the Earth was created or what was done. And I'm not saying the evolutionists are all right about how old the Earth is. I'm saying that the DNA, it's a fact. It is a fact that there are all these other viruses and bacteria and everything we've defeated as a species. I mean, they have found basically the entire DNA of a prehistoric crocodile in our genetics. And the genetic engineers and the Darwinists don't even know why that's there, because they don't believe we're even descended from that in their false equation. The answer is we don't know, folks. I mean, we were designed. In fact, that's now happening. All these top geneticists who were atheists, I can list them. There's, you just type in top geneticist, you know, says there's design here. Says we were. I mean, you look at it, folks, it's basically got serial numbers on it, okay? And they're in there with DNA guns just firing into all of it. 96% of it they thought was junk. It was not junk. There is all sorts of incredible code in there. And they blast genes into it, and suddenly thousands of random things happen. Because they got to play God. They got to find out what it's going to do. And I'm not against research, but you better be careful about it. Well, they're not careful. All right, Peggy, Mike, Jimmy, we'll get to you when we... Let's just go to one right now. Let's talk to Mike in Connecticut. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to bring up the fact that you know, we're now in the second quarter of 2008, and listening to all the news reports out there, you hear about the negative growth of the economy, and everything's pointing towards a recession. And I'm not an economics guy, but I did take a few courses in college. I do remember that a recession is pretty much two consecutive quarters of what they call negative real economic growth. Now, my question is, why can't any politician or any, you know, media news outlet just admit that we're in a recession?
Stay there. Let's talk about it on the other side. I'll give you my take on this important question. Then we'll talk to Peggy and Jimmy and many others. 1-800-259-9231. Get in game. Blueprint for Global Enslavement on DVD today. Don't wait. It's at InfoWars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Living on the road, my friend. Gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Thank you. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel.
Ah, the immortal Willie Nelson.
Can
you believe Willie Nelson came on this show and said it's an inside job? Or Jesse Ventura, Charlie Sheen, Andres von Bülow, German defense minister, Japanese parliament members. What an adventure. We're waking people up. All right, we're going to go to Bud, Peggy, Jimmy, Ian, many others here in a moment. Go back to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, to answer your question, in the past they would admit a recession because they were still trying to have some truth in the media. Now they are just practicing deception. In reality, for the last, what, six-plus years, we have the average American's lost about $1,000 pay a year. Those are federal numbers, but they don't really publicize them. So we've really been in a recession for a long time. Most economists we have on say standard of living's been going down since the late 70s. So that really is a recession, too. We're just in now a new debt economy. But there's no doubt that for the last two quarters, the last 6 months, which really been contracting. But they're still having debates about that and lying about that. And it's because things are so grave that they're busy positioning their money, getting themselves ready for a larger implosion. They don't want to scare all the cattle. So they keep telling the cattle everything's fine. Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the answer I was expecting. But when there's so many obvious indicators, like 80,000 jobs lost in the month of March, Wall Street has its worst quarter ever, in 5 years, the first quarter of 2008, unemployment and joblessness at all-time highs. You know, you start to see all these major indicators, not just things like corporations losing money or the price of consumer goods going up. You see major indicators that not only are we in a recession, but that we may be headed towards a depression, a total economic depression. And they're saying on the news that, well, maybe we might be in a recession, you know, then it's almost like they're saying 1 plus 1 does not equal 2. They're saying 1 plus 1 equals 5. And I just don't understand how we could be expected to believe the accuracy of any economic reports coming through the mainstream media when they're telling us that 1 and 1 don't equal 2.
I mean, if you look at the actual reports, most of those are pretty accurate. It's the overall conclusion they take from those data. They'll take horrible data and no, we're not going to look at it, then tell us the data shows us everything's fine. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break for 70 seconds, and I'm coming right back to Bud, Peggy, everybody else that is patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. It is Open Line Friday. I haven't gotten into Ted Turner and how he wants to reduce world population. I've got some comments and analysis on that. The Jesse Ventura story broke massive yesterday, breaking even bigger today. Good job, everybody, spreading the word on that. Got some audio clips there. Universities like to fly Mexican flags only in the U.S. If you take them down, you will go to jail. We'll be covering that as well. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wide Open Phones on this Friday edition, the fourth day of April 2008. Going to be getting into Ted Turner saying that we need to get out of the way and die. Need to only have one child, but he's going to have five. We'll get into that. All the economic news. There's so much, but let's continue with your calls. Bud in Texas, you're on the air, Bud.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I agree with your statement on fluoride, and all of us who are awake know that fluoride is bad for you. I don't really agree with your mathematics, though. When they speak of one part per million fluoride being okay, and then they say 0.2 fluoride or 0.202 fluoride, it's they're speaking of still the one part per million.
No, they're not.
But then they say 0.2 of one part per million.
Sir, I actually looked it up last night because I wanted to be specific.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when something says 0.1, that's a hundredth. And then when it says out from that another, then it's a...
No. 0.1 is 1/10.
Are you saying that there is one part per million in toothpaste?
No, you said there's two, one part per million is acceptable.
No, I did not say that.
What did you just say? Did you say one
part? No, I said they say that.
Okay, you said that they said that one part per million was acceptable.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you also said it's 0.2 of one part per million in our water systems or in a lot of school water systems. Now, 0.2 of one part per million is less than one part per million.
Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I'll all I can do is on the website post the numbers to you, okay? The water supply has much lower levels. This is very simple instead of making this hard, okay? Look, let's just make this real simple right now for everybody, okay? You know what? I'm going to just have an article written about it, and I'll have all the math out there, okay? We can do it all with a calculator and make it very clear for everybody. I can even videotape me with a calculator if you'd like. And then put it on the web. It's very simple. What I was discussing is there is a lot more fluoride in toothpaste and fluoride treatments and fluoride gums and fluoride pills that they push on elementary school students than there is in the water. Okay? There is more fluoride in fluoride treatments, in toothpaste, in things of that nature, than there is in the water supply. That's what I was saying. I was saying that it's bad enough to have one part per million in the average water supply. Some are higher, some are lower, but the average is one part per million. Austin says there are 1.5 parts per million, but they've done water testing. Sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower. And then I was saying, if that's bad for your brain, they say it's good for you. Though now the Dental Association and others are saying it isn't. Then imagine how bad 2 parts per 100 is. And yes, if you have 0.2, you can go to the health department website. You can read that's what's in these fluoride treatments and gums. Some of them are 0.5. That is 1/100. Sometimes the simplest math is hard, and I know it gets confusing here. But that is 2 parts per 100. Okay? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. Look, you can go buy the fluoride treatment at the store and read on the back of the bottle. It'll say. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm looking at the New York State Health Department, and it says that they give the children 0.2 fluoride treatment. The mouthwash, the high-powered, syrupy stuff. And I know that is extremely, extremely strong. I need to call my dad. He's a dentist, but he just went on vacation. A well-deserved one. You know what? I ought to just call his office right now and have them go back and get one of the big bottles of fluoride treatment and then tell us what it is. But on the back of toothpaste, it just says in what order fluoride comes. Sodium fluoride, it doesn't even say what part. The point is, it's very toxic. And so we can have arguments about what the health department means by that. Some of them say 0.5, some of them say 0.4, 0.3, 0.2. 0.2 is what most health departments say. Their fluoride treatment and pills and gum they push on the kids. Say, you know, we got the experts out there. How about you all go cull the info for yourself or look it up online, and how about we create a thread on the prisonplanet.com forum. And I'll remember in the third hour to go read some of it on the air and go to links, and the research you guys and gals do is just amazing. My point is, we know it's a lot higher. We know they say if you swallow a pea amount, a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, go to poison control. By the way, John, I sent it to you 3 days ago, and I forgot to play it. Do you have that fluoride clip from the San Diego City Council, where they have the top scientist, the head of a national organization, up there talking about how deadly it is? Yeah, cue that up. I had that printed off 3 days ago, his actual title. He's like the former head national toxicologist or something like that. I can't keep track of all this data anymore. But the point is, the head dentist in Canada, who's also a toxicologist, like 16 years ago, it's been all over the Canadian news a couple of years ago, he lobbied to get fluoride put in. But he thought it was sodium fluoride in a small amount. Then he found out it was hundreds of times what you need, and that it wasn't even the right fluoride, and that under law they're allowed to put hundreds of other mercury, lead, arsenic into it. What they call fluoride isn't fluoride. It's toxic waste from the manufacture of aluminum, nuclear power plant rods, and fertilizer. So go ahead and... they got a guy from a cancer research institute first, and then they have the scientist up there. Go ahead and play this. There's just hundreds of these on the web. But the top dentist in Canada then has now apologized. He travels all over. He said, my God, this brain damages people, and they knew it. Why are they doing this? And he goes, they're crazy. They're not crazy. They know exactly what they're doing. Go ahead and roll it.
Fluoride is an extremely dangerous toxin. It's a toxic byproduct of the fertilizer and the aluminum industry. And twice, San Diego voters have rejected it, 1954 and 1968. Now we're trying to put fluoride back into our water, and we're dead set against it.
Hydrofluorous acid is not fluoride. It is raw, untreated, hazardous waste from the pollution scrubbers of the phosphate fertilizer mining industry. What citizen in San Diego would say yes to that? And our city council is saying what? There are a number of studies, some rather large, with 450,000 participating children, showing that African American children suffer a six-fold increase in blood levels of lead and a doubling of the amount of dental fluorosis.
The CDC, this is their disclaimer, fluoridation is safe and healthy, and promotes its use for people of all ages. This is a brief outline from the CDC about fluorosis. You can find it on San Diego County Dental Society's webpage about fluoridation. Until now, most researchers concluded that fluoride intake during a child's first 10 to 12 months had very little impact on the developmental condition and permanent teeth. A recent study, however, has raised the possibility that fluoride exposure during the first year of life may play a more important role in the fluorosis and development than was previously understood. That means that the results aren't in yet, and we're still giving our kids, we're subjecting them to possible fluorosis, even though the results
are
in.
The results are in, and it rots holes in your teeth. Wonder why you got white spots all over your teeth? But you go to the store, it says fluoridated water, added extra fluoride. Oh, because your baby needs it. All right, let's go ahead and go to Peggy in Pennsylvania. Peggy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm glad you're telling the truth about cavities and teeth in general, because I have some more information about various lies told to the public by food manufacturers. One of the biggest lies that's still being perpetrated, even in health food magazines, is that saturated fat is bad for you. I'm talking about saturated fat in milk and meat.
No, it's good for your brain, and there's literally thousands of studies on that. What's bad is the trans fats, the processed fats, that are basically like plastic.
They're unnatural. They're made in a laboratory, and if you were to take a... there was an experiment done by one guy. He took a... margarine, this was in the 30s when it had been around for a while, and he took some margarine and set it on his windowsill. The flies wouldn't touch it, the bugs wouldn't go near it, the animals wouldn't lick off of it. In fact, nothing happened to it, it just sat there, and he said after 2 years it had collected so much dust so he threw it away. It's not natural. And your body, when you eat margarine and trans fat and it goes into your body, it makes your cell walls stiff. They're supposed to be softer and pliable, which is what, like, saturated fat is. And when they get like that, basically food can't, nutrients can't enter into it properly. And when that happens, that interferes with all sorts of disease processes. It, interferes with the healthy processes in your body and sets of disease, such as heart disease.
That's right. And now they even have to admit 20 years of statin drugs to suppress cholesterol actually cause heart attacks, cause strokes, cause cancer. Instead, when they do the autopsies, they just pull out huge globs in the arteries of people, and it is the trans fats. It is the fake, cooked up in a laboratory stuff that, quote, tastes so good, and your body can't process it, and it cakes your intestines and your arteries and everything else, and it's absolutely admitted, and they don't care, and they're going to continue.
The other thing that they're lying to you about is that they're telling you if you eat saturated fat, you'll gain weight. This, and, of course, if you eat, 10,000 calories a day, you might. But if you just eat it like for a regular meal.
Yeah, look at the Eskimos. They eat part of the year. 90% of their diet is whale blubber. And you don't see them being fat or having any artery disease.
That's correct. In addition, sugar and carbohydrates, in fact, carbohydrates of any kind, are what causes you to gain weight, and that is just a fact. It is absolutely the sugar or carbohydrate.
Well, you need some carbos. You need a balanced diet, and I appreciate your call, and every point you're making is documented and true. It is absolutely admitted, and I have an uncle. My dad's brother was in a motorcycle accident, and he's just fine, but he has seizures a few times a year. But in the medical literature, I remember 15 years ago reading about it and him talking about it, they tell you, no, eat more fat. Eat more bacon. Eat more. The brain is made, the part that isn't water, 70% water, is over 90% cholesterol. The brain is an electrochemical, oil-based computer. And that's why they tell people now, advanced chess players and international championships, and they tell people, before you take a test, make sure you've had a balanced meal and make sure while you're doing studying you've been getting enough of complex fats. You need the whole scale. Too much of any fat's bad. It's all about balance, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, fats are very good. Take Scandinavian men. They have one of the highest fat diets of any culture, but it's beef. It's organic beef. And they just had a study came out yesterday. The longest-lived men in the world are Icelandic. And the second longest-lived group is also on the mainland, one of the Scandinavian nations. I need to pull that up. We posted it on InfoWars. And then the third most long-lived are the Japanese men. And it's because they get up early, they work all day, they're big into exercise, but they also get a balanced, balanced meal that they're eating. And they eat a lot of fat, ladies and gentlemen. They eat a lot of fat. Most northern people do, because it's a good energy source. The Eskimos, the Inuits, the Nordics are all big fat eaters. The Nordics eat a lot of whale. Not anymore, but really only let the Eskimos these days. A few countries still allow whaling. I'm not saying whaling's a good thing. I'm just saying pure blubber. They have an appetite for succulent fat steaks. Not me. What's the saying? One of them could eat no fat, and one of them could eat no thin, so together they clean the platter. Let's go ahead and talk to Jimmy in California. You're on the air, Jimmy.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for letting me jack into the worldwide broadcast on InfoWars.com. Hey, that last caller really makes the phrase, "I can't believe it's not butter," change the whole commercial for me. Hey, listen, last night I noticed when you were on George Norrie, he seemed like he was leaning a little bit in the direction of Ted Turner when he was saying he was trying to get you, it seemed like he was trying to get you to go down the road of admitting that there was more people than are necessary.
Well, I think George he said what he was doing. He said, "I'm going to play devil's advocate. That way it's not just a one-sided show." And he said, "Are there too many people?" And then I got to answer the question.
Hey, can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I'm curious about why there seems to be sort of an extreme silence about Barack Obama. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of red meat inside of his compound as far as his background is concerned, and don't really hear a lot of coverage about it. What do you think?
Well, stay there. I'm going to let you have the floor, and you can talk about the dirt in Barack Obama's background. I'll tell you why I don't cover him much when we get back.
is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Bring down the Berlin Wall, baby. Yeah.
Only human race. May you leave
love it. I love this music video showing a big ball crashing into the Berlin Wall. And I made the point yesterday, but I'll make it again. The globalists did stage the falling of the wall. They decided to bring it down because the rebellion was already so great. They capitulated. They gave in. Then they tried to control it, but it still didn't work for them. And that's because artists and musicians and activists in Germany and all over the world just started rebelling. And even that incredible police state the Stasi were running, that our government's tried to recreate by even hiring Marcus Wolf, is now falling apart. All right, getting into Barack Obama. Barack Obama has Zbigniew Brzezinski as his handler. He has all these other globalists, his CFR, his wife's CFR. He has said that he's not going to get rid of NAFTA or GATT. He's total New World Order. It doesn't matter if it's Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or John McCain. They're all New World Order. Now, Hillary's been involved in more murders, more corruption. She's clearly more evil. She's been around longer. He'll make his bones, I'm sure, and you know, become more wicked, more like the emperor as he gets more power. Or McCain is completely out of his mind. You have to give it to Obama that he did vote against the war. But other than that, he's got all these communists in his background, and he's got corrupt money in his background, and he's got all the big brokerage houses in his background. But we don't, I mean, I didn't talk about Bill Clinton his last year and a half in office because we know Bill Clinton's evil. We know Bill Clinton's bad. We know Bill Clinton is doing all these terrible things, and I just call him a puppet, you know, minimizing him down to puppets. They don't run anything. Only if we got a Ron Paul in, where he could actually use the office of the presidency to cut back on the New World Order, and he used it as a bully pulpit to wake people up, would it have value? So I hope that answers your question, Jimmy. It really is a distraction overall.
Well, I mean, do you think that the Brzezinski clan, the Calderons, do you think these people are already assuming the position and controlling some of the world events that are going on right now? Because, I mean, it similarly looks a lot like the events, taking place during the Carter administration. I mean, just with the whole inflation, the economy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they'll use Barack Obama, whoever goes in, as their front. And then 4 to 8 years later, and I appreciate your call, they get everything blamed on them, and then the next puppet comes in. Instead of the people realizing it's the elite that never left office, it's the elite that are falsely in control of our government at the bare minimum since 1913 and fully since the National Security Act of 47. And then Kennedy tried to buck that, so they blew his head off. So instead of them always tricking us with a new puppet, let's see past the puppet. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Canada. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was just wondering, you were talking about Ted Turner and bioviruses earlier, bioengineered viruses earlier, and I was just wondering what you thought of possibly, instead of attacking our bodies with biovirus or with the bioengineered virus, but attacking our food. I was thinking that they'd probably attack our food with the biovirus.
They've been doing that. Iran's had all sorts of clear bioweapons hit their wheat, hit their corn, hit their crops.
Really?
Oh, and the CIA's always flown over and dumped out bioweapons, chemicals, locusts on who they don't like. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was just thinking that they'd probably release that on us, and then, you know.
Oh, yeah, they do all the time. They do it in Africa, Asia. There were programs in the 50s to kill the crops in Asia. It's just how it operates, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd just like to say one more thing. I was just woken up actually a few months ago to the New World Order and what's going on with that. When I was like a kid, between grade 2 and my first year of university.
Stay there. I want to hear what happened on the other side. More calls. I'm going to get into the latest Ventura information, the latest Ted Turner info, the economy, and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at survivemartiallaw.com.
This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
That's the Chess Classic, the original. One of my friends recommended we play that, and it certainly is some good bumper music. I'm going to say hi to Jimmy out there listening. All right. Going back to the caller, I'm going to take a few more, and I'm going to get into news and back into your calls. But I got to go. We're at the halfway point of the transmission here, and I got to start getting into the news. Let's go ahead and go back to Ian in Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to say, as like a little last point, don't give up to anybody, you know, who you don't think you'd be able to wake up, because I was a prescribed and, you know, addicted to Ritalin from grade 2 until about last year, my last year of university. And I kicked Ritalin, and basically the minute I did that, I started waking up to the New World Order. And I just wanted to say, if I can kick their mind control drugs, if I can, you know, kick that. And
I would never.
Up.
No, listen. I've been fluoridated my whole life, had a lot of head injuries. I mean, you know, the body is resilient. It comes back despite their chemical warfare against you that they institutionalize into the system. You have defeated them, and the best revenge is living well. And so live well, never use their trash, and defeat them.
I grow my own potatoes, so I'll never need theirs.
Good, defeat them. Good to hear from you, my friend. That's how you defeat them. Never use their drugs, legal or illegal. never get caught in their snare. Just know they're miserable, pathetic scum and know you're living good life. That's how you defeat the enemy. Okay, I know we've got Scott, Jason, Stefan, Mike, others. I'm going to get to you, but I need to go ahead and get into the economic news, and then I'm going to take calls, and then I will spend a lot of time on Ted Turner and his population reduction info. Just here in the office, they just did a bunch of research. Mike did here in the office. And he found different university studies in Australia, in Brazil. He was just doing the search for, he's a paramedic. He got sick of it, but he's a pretty smart guy for looking this stuff up. Got a lot of medical training. He looked up levels of fluoride. And here is New York. New York, ages 6 and older, 10 milliliter, 5 milliliter of 0.2 sodium fluoride solution. So there it is, and it says, they don't say what that means. So we looked it up. We're going to do more research on this. This is a study here I've got is out of Brazil, Oral-B and all the other brands. And this university study found that in many cases it was hundreds of times what the bottle even said. This is incredible, all this data. We're going to get all this posted on the website. I'm going to do a big article. I'm going to do a lot of research on this weekend. Holy mackerel. See, I'm here reading this on air and just pausing. Oh, they put it this way. One part per million fries your brain. Really bad for you. We're talking about parts per thousand, ladies and gentlemen, bare minimum. This is just amazing. Absolutely mind blowing that these type of things are happening. Okay. Let me go ahead and get into the economic stack here. This is Bloomberg Financial today. Chertkow, once a dollar bull, sees long-term decline. The dollar will fall in coming years as the U.S. seeks a weak currency to boost exports and cut its trade and current accounts deficits, said Paul Chertow, a former head of currency strategy at the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi UFJ, one of the biggest banks in Japan. The U.S. currency will drop to between 80 and 85 yen this quarter, the lowest since 95. Chertow said, who retired this week of a 27-year career on global foreign exchange, said in an interview it will also fall to 1.65 against the euro and may trade as low as 170. That would be 5 cents weaker than it is now at all-time lows currently. The dollar will go weaker over time, said Chertow, 60, who currently predicts the U.S. currency appreciation in the 1980s, a forecast he said earned him reputation as a dollar bull. So he correctly predicted the appreciation, that is the increase in value. The Americans like the weakness of the dollar because it improves the competitive position of the U.S., which is one of the few things going for the U.S. economy. But we have no real industry, so it doesn't help. The Americans also have to recognize there has to be weakness in domestic demand. The dollar, which has lost 14% against the yen in the last year alone, was at 102.38 against the Japanese currency, but has fallen further. It just goes into it. So that's one of the top currency experts in the world. And he goes on and on. You can read the article. We got a link to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Not good news there. Oil edges up as dollar slumps again. Traders await U.S. payrolls. And oil recovered yesterday's losses as the dollar turned lower against the euro, making dollar price oil cheaper for holders of foreign currencies. See, it's the dollar devaluation that makes oil go up. Meanwhile, they have the oil executives, and I'm not saying they're lily white. They're very corrupt, and they're part of a cartel. And but by the way, the oil execs yesterday properly said, hey, we just sell from the cartel. The cartel, OPEC, is jacking up the price artificially. And they said, but the dollar's also dropping, so it's a perfect storm. And they went on to add that we're just the resellers. I mean, OPEC's more than 90% of production. Yeah, there's wildcatting in Colorado and Texas and off the coast and the Gulf and all over the place, but those are small wells compared to the type of oil, you know, sweet crude. It's almost like gasoline. It's so refined, so pure, just coming right out of the ground in giant 3-foot-around pipes. Biggest pipes you see in the U.S. out of a single well are 6 inches, sometimes a foot, but I'm digressing. The larger issue here is that they are issuing more liquidity, they are printing more money, they are driving down the value of the dollar. That fundamental is only intensifying. And the general public is buying the controlled media spin by thinking that they can judge the health of the dollar and the economy on a week-to-week basis. I mean, the dollar slides to 156 against the euro, and then it goes back to 155, and the headlines are dollars recovered, the country's strong, everything's fine, because it gains back less than 1% of its value, and then the next week loses it again, and then is set to plunge even further. That is the year-long graph is going straight down. The five-year graph is going straight down. The seven-year graph is going straight down. But the media focuses in on the daily and weekly graphs, and they're not lying outright by showing you a daily or weekly graph. They're telling the truth that, yeah, the dollar's up when it goes up half a cent, but then the next week it drops another cent. Then they don't really talk too much about that. That's where the manipulation is. Now, the oil companies did artificially buy up 200-plus refineries in the U.S. Their own memos came out in 2000 in lawsuits, AP reported. We've written articles about that at PrisonPlanet.com. They did come in and buy up refineries to create an artificial bottleneck to add some of their own padding in domestically. And when Atlantic Richfield and others found oil reserves larger than Saudi Arabia's in the 70s, and that's now leaked out and not just been, you know, talked about by Lindsey Williams, but by oil execs and in oil publications, and because they're in a deal with the cartel to keep prices down. So they're all colluding together. But it isn't the oil companies alone that are doing it. That's my point. And payroll data came out. Payrolls are dropping. Fed interest rates games could destroy the dollar. This is the Detroit News. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has reduced the key federal funds rate 6 times in as many months, reducing the cost of major borrowers significantly. This combined with providing $270 million in funding plus $30 billion additional guarantees for J.P. Morgan Chase and Bear Stearns Co., which means they're in trouble. Helicopter Ben is living up to the nickname he earned after he remarked in 2002 speech that he would stave off recession even if he had to drop money from helicopters to do it. The results of these policies have been destructive. The dollar is collapsing, not only against foreign currencies. We now are at par with the Canadian dollar and rocketing towards, actually the Canadian dollar is above us, towards a 2-to-1 deficit against the euro, but also against commodities. Gold was passing the $1,000 landmark, silver $20, even industrial metals like copper and zinc are fetching record prices. Now a spike in particular commodities, say for instance, $100 per barrel oil, can be attributed to the shortage. But when they all move dramatically and simultaneously, it's the purchasing power of our money that has gone down. Now when they start admitting this in the Wall Street Journal and the Detroit News, we're in trouble. Because then that does destroy confidence. See, you're getting the inside angle the bankers have. They've been positioning for 5-6 years their money into commodities and out of the dollar. That's why we said, hey, they're abandoning ship going to lifeboats 5 years ago. You see, and then we got confirmation 3 years ago out of Bilderberg, and then out of Davos 2 years ago. And we said, folks, get to the lifeboats. They already left. They're already way off from the ship. The ship's now listing, about to capsize. Get off the ship. But if we could talk to the whole country, it'd probably cause the depression tomorrow. It's coming, but the idiot yuppie confidence is allowing you to extricate and evacuate as well. You might as well do what the globalists are doing. I mean, the vice president a couple years ago dumped, what was it, $6 million of all of his dollars. He dumped all his dollars that he had in the bank and bought euros and Swiss bonds. Oh, man, I'm starting to get really mad here. I mean, I consciously know all of this, but then when I read it just in the open. Okay, we got some 9/11 news coming up dealing with Mukasey and all of his corruption. The attorney general's in a lot of trouble. But before we do that, I wanted to bring Ted in here. Gold has rocketed up today. And I'm telling you, this is a buying opportunity because all of the fundamentals say that gold's going to go well above 2,000 just to reach its dollar parity with 1980's previous high. You know, gold hitting 850 in 1980 at its all-time high. Well, for inflation, we're talking $2,300-plus now because the dollar's been devalued more. So my point is, at least gold can't be completely devalued. It's real. And when the dollar folds, it won't be that gold's $5,000 an ounce, which it could conceivably go to, but $2,000 is conservative. The fact is, and it's not a question of if, but when. This bubble will play out. It is playing out. You're seeing all the real effects on the streets. And when it does play out, next week, next month, 2 years, 3 years from now, we don't know. We just know it's going to happen. And God help us. Ted, we only got about 3 minutes. I keep babbling here. It's just that if I had extra funds right now, and I've got a little bit, enough to buy some silver, but you're basically out of that, I would move into gold right now. I'm going to try to buy a few coins. Ted, people are crazy because you've got gold when it went to its new low last week, and now it's already gone up $50 or something. So what should people do?
To me, Alex, it's obvious. I mean, gold was the sell-off came from the central banks. They're trying to prop the dollar back up again, but we know this dollar's going to be doomed and it's going to be dead. So when they sell it, they're creating an opportunity for us to get into something at a lower price. It's like they put it on sale today. They were able to sell some of their stock to you for less than what it was going for in the market. Now is the time to be getting in. Right now, the same fundamentals that created the rush for gold here just 2-3 weeks ago are still here. Just like Jesse Ventura and Ron Paul and everybody else who's lining up. I read economists all the time. Everybody can say the same thing. They're all pointing at the same thing.
Ted, it's simple. Falling. I remember when gold was 265 on the show, and then it went up to 400, went back to 350. I said, buy, use it. And people generally don't. They wait till it's skyrocketing. Then it goes to 500, drops back down to 450. I say, buy. They don't. They wait till it's at 550. Then it goes back down to 500. I say, buy. They don't. They buy when it goes to 600. Then it goes to 700. It drops back down to 625. I say, buy. They don't. They wait till it goes to 800. Ladies and gentlemen, gold is only going to go up. It may go up or down a little bit, but it's already found its bottom. And Kitco and others are almost always right. They're saying it's going to start racing back up again. They predicted 3 weeks ago it would go down in a week. It did because the central bank said they were going to dump their gold. Ladies and gentlemen, tell them about the offer you've got, Ted.
Yeah, right now it's the same thing I offered yesterday, but gold's even up higher. I have British sovereigns right now at $247 a coin. That is a steal. We also have the franc coin right now. They're at 197. Alex, there's never been a time since 1980 that I've been in this business where I haven't been able to sell gold or silver, but I ran out of silver to sell. Give that a thought in your head for just a minute to think about the supply.
Has that ever happened to you, Ted?
Never. I've never been in a position where I couldn't sell.
How many years? 24 years, or is it?
Well, it's coming up on 30 now.
Wow.
So that's the kind of market that we're in right now. The supply is very tight. The supply on gold is tight as well. The central banks have been pushing down the prices of gold and silver to the point where their mining production stopped. So now we have short supply all over the place. And it's no surprise to me that when the dollar starts falling, the supply chain drops because you can't just turn on a silver mine. You know what it takes to do it? You have to buy all those trucks and hire the people. And
give them the number, Ted.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. Yeah, you really do need to get involved now, Alex. I every now and then I get somebody that calls me. They're concerned that things have dropped a little bit. Hey, wake up, man. The same problems that occurred here just 3 weeks ago are right here, right now, facing us, and we're going to see the gold and silver go up as the dollar.
1-800-686-2237. It's racing back up. Use this as a buying opportunity. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. You have got gold at what, 40-something bucks marked in? I mean, so you've secured gold a week and a half ago?
Yeah, it was at around 887 when it hit its bottom.
How long until you're out of that gold?
Well, right now, people are buying it up. It could be just sometime this weekend. You know, I'll hold
1-800-686-2237. Hold on, Ted. I want to hear on the other side how long you can do this deal. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8914. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on a line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. Singing softly, this world is not my home. And memories take me back again. When I was young and Grandma wasn't old. When she guided me as I watched life unfold.
Boy, I remember that. That brings back memories.
Anything we didn't have, we didn't
I remember when the roads were dirt out there by the farm.
Grandma wasn't old.
All right, going back to Ted. And next hour, your calls, totally jam-packed news. On Ventura, huge developments there. On Ted Turner, I haven't even gotten into it yet. We just covered some of the economy. Ted, the fundamentals are there. Gold is over $910 an ounce right now. This is a buying opportunity. People are going to kick themselves if they don't move into it now. You know, I bought gold when it was right at 1,000, and I'm happy as a pig because I also bought it when it was 300. Happy as a pig in mud. I have another saying I was about to say. Because they could devalue the currency I got in the bank any day down to nothing, and they are. At least I've got some security, and that's what this comes down to. And you've got great buys. Tell them those coins again, Ted.
Yeah, sure. Well, we do have the British sovereign right now. It's at 247. I also have the franc coin at 197. One of the things I'd like to bring up, Alex, I know we just have a real quick short period of time here, but when I started in 1980, the Hunt brothers were trying to corner the marketplace. At that time, I could sell junk silver as much as I wanted. I could get old BU coins. I could get silver dollars. I could get all that stuff without any trouble. And here we are in the year 2008, and I can't get any supply. That's because the central banks have basically shut down the mining production, not only of silver, but also of gold, back in just a few years ago when it hit about that $200 an ounce range. It's a byproduct of other materials that they're taking out of the ground now. And in order to go right straight back to strip mining and silver, again, it's going to take a lot. And same with gold. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of time. And, of course, you've got
to... Let's explain. The infrastructure is shut down because the bankers drove down the price to nothing, and then documents came out in an intent to buy up all the gold companies to later have a bull market. But now the infrastructure is not there. Jewelry makers have just basically stopped selling gold. That's been in the news. Now they've rushed back in greedily right now to buy because they know it's going to be going back up.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on, Alex. There's just not enough supply to meet demand. And that's why the prices are going up, and that's why it'll continue to go up. Plus, also, the United States debt hasn't been erased either. That's eaten us alive right now. And Bernanke...
Well, I just talked about one of the, the head of the Mitsubishi Bank, their currency expert who just retired, and he just said, look, the dollar's toast. I hope that's not the case, but unfortunately, it is already toast. It's already been devalued by 60%+ against the euro, and now they're saying it's going to go down further. Give Ted and his brokers a call, 800-686-2237. So you've got gold coins, Ted. You're saying no silver.
Right now, you might be able to, if you got little tiny amounts of money, you might be able to get into little tiny bits of this and that that I can get. I'm just not going to make a promise that I can ship something that I can't. People want to buy silver.
So you literally almost have nothing in your vault silver-wise.
It's dry as a bone right now. I can't believe it got
Well, I mean, remember 2 weeks ago, the headline, 12 major distributors are out?
Yeah, that's what's going on. I'm pushing all over the place trying to find this stuff. It's tough, very tough out there. 1-800-686-2237 if you'd like to take advantage of any one of these offers.
Absolutely. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, we're going to come back, cover the news, stay with us, but give Ted a call, 800-686-2237.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up later in the next segment, I'm going to get into Jesse Ventura, play some TV newscast clips. Also have a clip of a fellow convicted at a university. The university only flies the Mexican flag in hatred of America. And that's what it's all about, the destruction of this sovereignty. They're just using Mexico as a set piece to get it done, and he has been convicted. And they almost sent him to prison for a hate crime. They said it's very hateful not to worship the Mexican flag. Of course, you go to a Mexican soccer game after 9/11, they were cheering and chanting Osama bin Laden and burning American flags. But I'm just supposed to say that doesn't exist and just shut up and love it. Oh, the Mexicans in Mexico just love us. Well, yeah, a lot of them do, but a lot of them don't. And so don't you dare get mad about the American flag being taken down and Mexican flags run up. That's the way it works, boy. Just shut your scum-filled mouths and love the death of this country. That's what the government's there for. Okay. Ted Turner. Last night, I was on Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie had me on to talk about this, and I kicked myself. I'm like, man, I had this article, and I didn't even cover it. And why is that? It's because when you're so close to this problem and it becomes so passe that Ted Turner wants world population reduction, that we all just kind of forget about it and accept that that's a fact. But remember, the general public doesn't know that. And so George had seen Endgame, where we exposed Ted Turner for these beliefs and saying 95% of us have to be gotten rid of. And so he had me on. But in the time I had, I get so excited, I never ran through my basic points. Some of my basic points, so I want to go over those. But here's the famous quote in Audubon Magazine by Ted Turner. A total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Here's Prince Philip. This was in the Deutsche Press Agentur, DPA, in 1988. Said, in the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Well, I just want to add the point that Ted Turner has five children, but he thinks the rest of us should be limited to one. Ted Turner's science is completely unproven concerning global warming. Turner claims carbon dioxide, CO2, rising kills plants when every study shows it does the opposite. The Earth has had 14 times higher CO2. Most of the time, it's about 10 times higher from the ice core studies, and the plants grow faster, much healthier, live longer, produce more oxygen, and then animals, that's us, mammals, insects, the entire animal kingdom, lizards, reptiles, amphibians, they all live longer. Carbon dioxide is a good gas. You know, you can... They did this in chemistry in high school. The teacher read the scientific name for salt, sodium chloride. He said, I'm going to make you all drink sodium chloride. What do you think of that? And everybody's like, no, that's poison. Well, he goes, no, that's salt, table salt. Just to illustrate, well, you can walk around in a crowd and saying, I've got sodium chloride. And they'll go, no, please don't put it on me. You know, with a bag of it. You know, that's the attitude. Well, it's the same thing with carbon dioxide. It's going to kill us. Oh, my God. They're releasing it. We've got to put taxes on everyone and not have as many children and only have one child because the carbon dioxide is going to kill us. It's everywhere. Oh, no. Ah! I mean, that's what they're like. Then they say, well, okay, carbon dioxide is what plants breathe, and then they produce oxygen, and that is part of the life cycle. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, and water, that's the life cycle on this planet, the three things that are needed. When we come back, I'm going to break all this down. I mean, every radio show, I was on a Canadian show last night, and then I was also on Coast to Coast, and I was on the Canadian show, and they were running ads in the background about everything's going green. It's not an option. You must do it for your survival. Drop by our new green store. Oh, the earth is dying. Oh, my.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar,
PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Talking. Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The private corporations that control the governments of the world know that they can't just come to you and say, you can only have one child. We're going to say how big your house is or what job you can have. We're going to put dozens of new taxes on you unless they have an excuse, unless they have a pretext. And that's what they do now. They come in and they say, the earth is dying. Everything's falling apart. We've got to do our part to only have one child. And it should be voluntary, but there should be fines. That's doublespeak. It should be voluntary, but there will be fines. In 1975, George Bush Sr., U.S. Ambassador to China, he'd run the eugenics operations here in the U.S., that's public information, against the Native Americans, blacks, and others. He then went to China, and they signed agreements for IMF and World Bank loans to follow the IMF and World Bank directives of presidential decision directives that tied into State Department Memorandum 200. This is all an endgame. And China became the model test ground. And in 75, they announced, the deal was made in 74, it started in 75 to be precise. They said, it is voluntary, but you will be fined. You'll be fined, and there's tax incentives to not have more than one child. But you will be fined if you do. And then in 1981, they began coming around and putting people in prison, sterilizing people, grabbing babies, drowning them in front of the mothers. That's mainstream news. That goes on, and our government defends them, has the Olympics there, never criticizes it. You never hear the media criticize their one-child policy? No, it's now, well, China, it's controversial, but they're doing what they have to do. Remember the head of the 700 Club? Pat Robertson, 6 years ago, coming out and saying, well, China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion and infanticide. And he said, yeah, they got to have stronger Planned Parenthood. We need that here. Then I had people call up and go, how dare you talk bad about Pat Robertson? So he said it, but we do have too many people. Well, okay, if you think abortion and one-child policies are of the Lord, okay. I mean, you know, I love it. You'll be for abortion, but you don't want to hear rock and roll music. I mean, it's just, you people got a major screw loose. Major screw loose. You miss the big stuff and then obsess on little things. So we had a few stations turn us off. They said, yeah, he said that, but we don't want you talking bad about Pat Robertson. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not for abortion. And it's not going to happen. Especially forced abortion. But, so, you know about all this going on. Ted Turner's always shooting his mouth off about how he wants to get rid of us. So here he is in the original article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Failure to address global warming will have us all dead or eating each other by mid-century. That's a quote. Cannibals running around eating each other. You heard me right. Says Ted Turner, the restaurateur, environmentalist, and former media mogul, whose controversial comments have earned him the nickname Mouth of the South. And he went on to say, one way to combat global warming, Turner said, is to stabilize the population. There are too many people. That's why we have global warming, he said. Too many people are using too much stuff. Turner suggested that on a voluntary basis, everybody in the world got to pledge to have just one or two children. And he goes on to say that the Earth will raise its temperature by 8 degrees and that it's going to kill us all. Well, actually, if carbon dioxide goes up and we does raise, as we had in the last Hibernian maximum back 8,000 years ago at the start of the Bronze Age, that's what made human populations explode. But don't ever confuse Ted Turner with the facts. Oh, yeah, they're all dying down at the equator. No, that's where you have higher birth rates. That's where you have more life. The palm trees, the coconuts, the parrots. 127 species of parrots. In equatorial Africa alone. All right, I'm digressing. Ted Turner's depopulation plan. Way too many people. That's why we have global warming. So see, global warming is an excuse to teach us humans are bad, humans are the problem, and don't worry, other humans are going to have to deal with that problem, and human life is bad. And so once you have the attitude that human life is bad, once you have the attitude that humans are something that are evil and need to be dealt with, then you can kill people, you can slaughter people, you can sterilize people, and it's the moral rationalization for all of this. In fact, Czech President Klaus in March of last year said, all of us are very much in favor of maximum environmental protection, protection of nature, he said in an interview with the Cato Institute. But it has nothing in common with environmentalism, which is, he's talking about global warming movement, which is ideological and practically attacking our freedom. Environmentalism, he said, in the modern sense, a way of introducing new forms of statism, new forms of masterminded human society from above. You can watch the full interview under that by clicking on Charlie Rose, the link. This is out of LifeSite News, Turner's depopulation plan. So he's got this road warrior future of everybody dying in mass if we don't, quote, stop global warming. No. And this is a key I haven't stressed enough. I don't think I've even said this more than once or twice. Listen carefully. They do have weather manipulation systems, both from aerial spraying and magnetic antenna arrays. That's declassified. That's admitted. Understand, that's key. They can control hurricanes. They can steer them. They can create them. They can kill them. They can make them stronger. They can do a lot. They can change the direction or the, not the direction, they can admittedly change where a jet stream is, moving it. They can lower it down. They can move it up higher. That's all admitted. And the way they're hyping this, I believe you're going to see more and more disasters. And I believe they're engineering a lot of it. It's the perfect form of government-sponsored, elite-sponsored terror because they don't even have to blame it on Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA, the Patsies. They just, and of course, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 1997 said that there are weather weapons governments have developed and that they could already create earthquakes Now, I haven't seen the declassification of that. I have seen the declassification of weather weapons. I mean, they could control hurricanes documented in 1968. Stanford Research Institute Naval Warfare Laboratory certified it. We had the father of weather weapons, the meteorologist, on here several times, Ben Livingston. So they're running around telling you there's going to be mass death and destruction, and I agree there's probably going to be that because they're engineering it. Notice they're saying as the temperature goes up, super Ebola will get out and will kill 90% of you. And then they chortle as they work in the biology departments in level 4 bioweapons labs at level 2 security. You seen 13 monkeys? Better go see it. Where the nut scientist assistant releases them super bioweapon and kills 99.9% of the people? These folks created Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. They carried out eugenics worldwide. They got the money, they got the power. Do you think Bill Gates gave $40 billion with his wife? And that Warren Buffett gave more than $43 billion because they want to be sweet to black African children while the Gates family runs Planned Parenthood? You go look at what that's used for. It's used in sterilization. It's used in hardcore, quote, family planning. It's used in special inoculation programs in Thailand where it kills the babies. Oh, yeah, they make the women in Thailand take 3 shots of tetanus. The government comes and makes them. Says it's the law. There is no law. There's films online. We posted them, newscast and such. And number one, tetanus is only given once every 7 to 9 years. Why in Thailand are they forcing 3 shots? And it's the women in the village lined up. The baby was dancing in my tummy, happy, 8 months old. He come, they give me... First shot, baby stop dancing, start shaking. Next week, next shot, baby not die yet, so they give me 3rd. Baby die, baby come out big, baby beautiful, they kill baby. See, sometimes the babies fight back and they, the doctor drops by for the shot the next day, which you normally wouldn't do with a tetanus shot, but they're dropping by to see how you're doing. Oh, baby, you hadn't had your miscarriage yet. Here you go. Take your fluoride pills. Do you understand the nightmare? Psychopathic eugenics. I don't want to call them Nazis because the Nazis learned from these people. It was the England and U.S. Run everything. They're poisoning your water, poisoning your air, putting your kids on super high-powered fluoride known to cause massive brain damage. Not just the water or toothpaste, but pills and washes forced at school on top of it. They're hitting us hard from every angle. Ted Turner's running around saying he wants 95% of us dead. Dr. Pianca, the example I use, is it's well-documented, and Texas Academy of Sciences wins the big award, 95% standing ovation, repeatedly when he talks about how he can't wait till 90% of us are dead and how humanity's a virus and a cancer. And they were just, yes, kill us, oh, yeah, yes, oh. But here's the larger issue. We got 6,400,000,000 people. It's going to plane out in every computer model and every population study, which has been proven to be accurate, at about 8.5 billion people in 2020. Now only 12 years from now. Once a country becomes industrialized, they have negative population growth. 2 parents have on average 1.5 children. They don't even replace themselves. Japan's what, 1.2. Italy's 1.4. Germany's 1.3. The U.S. is 2.2, but that's because we have a huge immigrant influx. Or is it 2.3? We're dying. And you read the Royal Population Plan, the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 49, the British say, well, we want eugenics, but that would make them be industrialized. They're going to lower their population, but we'll go ahead and not let them industrialize. It'll cause a big balloon, but then we'll just use... soft kill approaches on them, basically, is what they say. That is making sure the third world had a big population to tie them down. So the globalist, this has nothing to do with saving the earth. It's with hurting people and holding civilization back and brain damaging you so you can't compete with them. Scientifically done.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew,
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
I'm going to take five more of your phone calls, Scott to Aaron. Then I'm going to get into Jesse Ventura, get into being arrested if you take down the Mexican flag at a university. And that's the only flag that's allowed. And we're going to get into some other news as well in the 30 minutes we've got left, or about 40 right now. By the way, there is a big announcement coming up Monday at high noon when we start the second hour. I will make the announcement. Big announcement dealing with this radio show and everything I do. Just you'll find out the details Monday. That's just 3 days away now. You will find out Monday at noon right here on the GCN Radio Network. Whether you listen on the AM and FM dial, satellite, shortwave, internet, you'll be able to find out starting with the second hour coming up on Monday what that is. Okay, let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, my question is about a lot of news articles I've been seeing here lately about the Iran war deal going on, and that Bush, I guess, warned Russia not to stay neutral, that he was going to attack some facilities inside Iran with the nuclear bombs, and I guess Saudi Arabia is doing drills right now for nuclear fallout, and at that same time, Israel's supposed to attack Syria.
I mean, yeah, they're doing all those things, and they've got aircraft carriers lined up, and if they do that, I would suspect Bush would stage some terror attack here first as a pretext. But, yeah, they're madmen, and they know their whole agenda, their whole world government agenda is stalling, so they need to really escalate it up to the next level to terrorize everybody into going along with it.
Now, they said this is going to happen in April.
They said it's going to happen on the 5th through the 7th. But, again, the Russians do this stuff all the time, though this time there are some troubling signs. We hear all the time. We've been hearing for 3 years they're going to attack Iran.
Yeah, I mean, they got the right outside. They're ready to launch, and they got all the drills that are...
Well, I'll tell you why I think they may do it, and I'm not saying they're going to do it, but I'll tell you why I think they may. The White House has been saying they may do it, and that's not off the table, and they basically fired Fox Fallon, the head of the operations over there, because he wouldn't do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly, and so they got somebody that will do it now, and it's pretty scary. I think that we might see something here in April.
That's right. The Israelis can't even take on Lebanon. The U.S. and their puppet Iraqi government can't even take on a few thousand Shiites. But, oh, let's go nuke with precision nukes. Let's go nuke. They're saying, oh, we're allowed to nuke people first. They're peaceful reactors that have all been inspected.
Yeah, and also, George Bush, the other thing is that he warned Russia that we'll collapse your economy with our reserve currency if you get involved in it.
Now,
that's what I read in an article, too.
Where did you see that?
It was on one of the articles that actually I pieced it from the Ron Paul. I was on the Ron Paul site, which then led me to the article, and I read, and there's like a couple different articles that are stating that same thing.
Well, I've seen that. There's a lot of speculation going on. I appreciate your call. I mean, there's a Russian rumor. Lou Rockwell talks about it and all this stuff. The Fox Fallon thing's scary. Let's just pray it doesn't happen. But they'll fly planes into buildings and blame it on imaginary men in caves. I mean, there's nothing they won't do. God help us. Just God help us. Jason in New York, you're on the air.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Good.
Are you aware that 15 high-ranking Bush administration officials were subpoenaed in the AIPAC espionage trial?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Well, the reason why...
I mean, basically, the Bush administration is either old, good old boys from the banking system and oil companies, or they're public dual agents of Israel. I mean, just publicly, Mukasey, Chertoff, it's unbelievable. We might as well just... move the Knesset to Washington.
Okay, well, some of the high-profile officials who are actually subpoenaed in that case, Condoleezza Rice, Stephen Hadley, Richard Armitage, Paul Wolfowitz, and Douglas Fife. You know, there's 10 others, but those are the high-profile officials who are subpoenaed in that case. That's a huge scandal. I mean, I think the media should be reporting that, like, every day, especially the alternative media like yourself. Like, that's a huge scandal. They're trying to suppress that story, man. That's a big scandal, man.
I don't think anything's being suppressed. They just had another poll out today where 90-plus percent of the world in polls believes the U.S. and Israel are the most dangerous threat to world peace. But the U.S. and Israel are being used by larger set pieces. I'm just telling you who owns our banks, and that is the power elite out of Europe, headed up by the Rothschilds, but it's a larger college of criminals, and I don't think that's any secret at all. It's a secret to the American people to think the dollar's strong and that everything's fine. But, I mean, they've been on a giant diet of fluoride that would kill a horse. So what do you expect?
Yeah, that's a huge scandal, man. 15 high-ranking Bush administration subpoenaed in a spy case. That's crazy, man.
Absolutely. Crazy. Good to hear from you. Anything else?
That's it. Well, I posted all my information on it in the Prison Planet message board, so you can check that out. You know, check out the
what's
ATR.
What's the headline?
It's a high-ranking Bush administration official subpoenaed in the spy case.
Yeah, okay. I'll go pull that up. I'd seen that yesterday, but I'll just go pull it up on the PrisonPlanet.com forum right now. Also, I'm going to look up that fluoride info. Okay, more calls, ton of news, straight ahead. Stand by.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
The Road Warrior Radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father,
by the way,
don't need to escalate.
At least once a week now, we take big interviews like Ed Koch or Jesse Ventura, and then we edit articles and documents to either key sections of the interview or the entire interview. We're doing that with Ventura for PrisonPlanet.tv members. For PrisonPlanet.tv members today, ex-New York Mayor Ed Koch on hate speech, and we've destroyed him. Every comment he says is a lie or isn't true. We put news articles blown up, multiple mainstream articles admitting it, over the interview with Ed Koch. That's for PrisonPlanet.tv members and super high quality right there. That's the whole point of PrisonPlanet.tv, is that it's just almost DVD quality now. It just looks so good with the new servers we've got. We just added another CDN to make it even better. In the next few weeks, we will be streaming at least an hour a day of the show over the cameras we've got all set up in here. And I have a little document camera where I put articles and documents or books or things I want to show you. And I have a multi-camera. We've got a switcher, a video player in here so I can play clips off the computer or off of DVD. You're going to see a lot of exclusives, live on air, sneak peeks of upcoming films. And that hour a day, and it'll be different hours, a lot of times when a guest is in studio with us or we have a guest on the phone, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and it's going to be in a higher bit rate as well. So that's in the next few weeks. We're going to have that for you. Also, there's a big announcement coming up Monday on the show. I just want to remind you because we're getting pretty close to that. Monday at noon, big announcement, biggest announcement I've ever made about this show and about what we're doing and the guests and the rest of it. It's going to be pretty exciting. So Monday, spread the word about that. But I do hope you'll get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. My weekly TV report in studio, the cable show I've been doing for 12-plus years, that's up there. 4 years of that now. The anniversary is next week. The anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv is Monday, by the way, strangely enough. I was just looking that up a few days ago. So 4 years. All my weekly TV reports, in-studio interviews, sneak peeks of films. There were 40 minutes of extras on Endgame on the DVD. We gave you an hour and a half plus of extras for PrisonPlanet.tv members, called an Endgame 1.5. All the best audio interviews, everything. My book, Paul Watson's book, his book's out of print. My book is nearing being out of print, and I'm not going to print more. So it'll only be available at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of media. Okay, I'm going to take some final four or five calls, then I'm going to hit some final important news. Before I get too far behind, well, we'll do the Ventura and the flag in a minute. I'm going to give each one of you about a minute. Stefan in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, and just enjoying that 5.9 gigahertz of light and love caressing my little brain here. Anyway, I wrote a little article on Obama, McCain, Clinton. It's on your the live show 11 to 2 board. It's called Never Before Done, Obama, McCain, Clinton Background and Profiles. It's pretty comprehensive, goes into why this country's in the situation it is, you know, the rampant Obama worship, God worship, stuff like that. It has profiles on the advisors. I mean, Goolsbee, I mean, this guy, he's just laughing in everybody's faces about how he went to the Canadian ambassador, and he was like, oh, Obama's NAFTA stance is just campaign rhetoric, ha, ha, ha. And then the Canadian TV reported it, confronted him on it, and he was like, nah, nah, they were just around the corner and they called me. They just say whatever they want, they think we'll believe it.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, my friend. I'd love to spend more time on your great calls. We just run out of time here. And it is posted in the message board, Rice to be subpoenaed in an espionage case. Judge OK's calls for intel officials to discuss talks with pro-Israel lobbyists. So the White House is really in a lot of trouble. Here's another Reuters story, all the Israeli spies basically running the White House. Man, this country's in trouble. Judge approved Rice subpoena in secret case, and it lists the 15 that have been subpoenaed. And you better bet they're trying to keep the details of this case secret. There's also a big section on here where they have posted the different amounts that are in fluoride toothpaste. I'm going to have to, you know what, I think I'll do a show on this or an hour on this Sunday. Do a bunch of research, have all the numbers for you. At least, I'm going to do 30 minutes at least Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., on this subject. Last week we brought you Jim Mars about the Bobby assassination, and we brought you the Japanese parliamentarian about 9/11 being an inside job. But I'm in here looking at all of it, so I'll talk more about that Sunday, but post all your fluoride percentage findings on there, how much of this stuff's really in the fluoride washes they make the kids take and the rest of it in the government death camps. And I want to be clear, the teachers don't know. They're compartmentalized like everybody else. That's how this stuff works. Mike in Louisiana, go ahead.
Alex, longtime listener. Real quick on the dovetailing with the economic news you mentioned before, an interesting graph that's good to look up, and you can type it in real quick and find it. It's mortgage equity withdrawals. When you're talking about, they look at GDP as reported each year, and they go each year, and the government gives us our GDP report, shows how our economy is growing, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4%, whatever. If you take out what people are taking out of their houses in equity, you actually see the real story. And there's a chart. You type in MEW. It's mortgage equity withdrawal. But it gives a truer picture of our real GDP. When, you know, not this trumped up, super appreciated house value, and let's just live off of our quote unquote equity. And so now that you if you take that into account, and you see that, you know, in the last couple of years, there's been a huge divide in those two numbers, and that where you've got negative GDP growth without the mortgage equity withdrawal, the government gets to report a positive GDP growth. And it's really amazing. So with tighter mortgage guidelines and people not getting as many loans, I can't wait to see 07 and 08 and on into the future what the true picture is going to look like with and without the GDP withdrawal. The mortgage equity withdrawal as it relates to GDP. So it's really amazing.
Well, there's all sorts of manipulations they engage in, to the point of where the shadow stats experts and others have said it's not even, it has no resemblance to reality.
Absolutely, yeah, and this is with the cooked books, so you can imagine what it really is. So that's amazing. One thing I just want to mention is, as a fellow Christian, you know, God says, Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule the poor, and the borrower a servant to the lender. We know the rich rule the poor. Our fight is making sure that they play by the right rules, and our founding fathers tried to do that, recognizing that the men of aspiration are going to try to seek those elevations to power, and it's really, can we constrain them? So keep up the good fight, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, everything this criminal government's doing, this illegitimate government's doing, is 180 degrees opposite from what the founders said and the laws say. And just because you got the guns doesn't mean it's all right. I mean, this government, this is not a free country to a great extent. This is not what America was founded on. Land of the free, home of the brave, give me a break. Surveilled, controlled, lied to. Let's turn it around together. Only 0.1% stand to gain from this. 99% of us, I don't care if you work for the government or what, we're all in trouble. We're all together on this. Eric in California, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
My comment is on the Daryl Issa article.
That's right. Daryl Issa, the federal government, they've spent trillions of dollars in the wars and everything from the attacks, and one case, $16 million for a blue tarp that Halliburton put up, that's type of scams, calling it a permanent structure. But they're blocking health care from the firefighters and police and others. And go ahead.
Yeah, this story has me just absolutely livid because he represents my district. And I will make it my personal mission to make sure that he does not get reelected this year. He's up for reelection this year. And it's got me so angry because what do all the people who oppose 9/11 truth say? You know, they say, well, questioning the official story is disrespecting the first responders and those who died on that day. Well, could you not have a more blatant example of disrespecting the victims of 9/11 by not giving them proper health care after they went there and cleaned up that toxic site?
And then the government covered up. Day one, they knew it was deadly asbestos and aerosolized concrete and glass and lead mercury from all the mercury switches and the computers and the thermostats and the rest of it. They covered it up knowingly. That's now been admitted. Those documents have come out. It's political, though. If they admit there, even though all the major hospitals in Mount Sinai, some of their lungs have full multi ounces of this stuff per lung, even in the different lobes, masses of them dying, and they block it, but then they use them and pimp them out to launch wars and make Bush look like a hero, but they can't give them medical care for the cancer and the toxic exposure because then the government is on the hook for covering it up, and it's a tacit admission of that, so they're liable. So they're just saying, shut up, firemen, shut up, police, crawl in your hole and die. Thanks for the call. And we've got the video clip of him. It's up on JonesReport.com. He just says, you know what? You don't get anything. This is not our job, and there's nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you. Just go die. Nothing wrong with you. So that's what you got to look forward to, cops and firemen. The government hates you. They think you're scum. They use you. It's a big, sick joke. I know I got loaded phone lines, but I may have time to take a couple more. I probably will not because I got a lot of news to cover in a short time to get there. the Jesse Ventura clip coming up, my comments on that, and then getting arrested and convicted for a university flying a Mexican flag, no American flag, taking it down, gets you in the hoosegow. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a few great sponsors like New Vitality Aloe's Colon Cleanse, Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, and people joke about this, but it's serious. The toxic foods, all of the trans fatty acids gets in your guts, gets in your intestines, gets in your arteries. Aloe vera is just an amazing plant, well documented for thousands of years to be a detoxifier and a flusher. And I remember years ago learning that aloe vera, it'll just totally flush you out. I've done it. It's so good for you. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Or they also have super beta prostate. And if you're over 45, folks, most men have enlarged prostate with all the hormones and stuff in our food. This will shrink it, make it healthier, well-documented. 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call today. Also, don't forget we have a Children International banner. I'm doing this. I've accepted this challenge to try to get 200 children sponsored. I've sponsored two, and one of them is Kent in the Philippines. His family earns $175 a month. We're also sponsoring a little girl. I'm doing that. And I'm promoting this because I know this is a good charity. There's very few that are. And I've had family that's been in the third world and witnessed Children International actually helping the children with food, with medicine, with education. Very, very important. So go to the big banner on InfoWars.com and at least think about sponsoring a child. Because as tough as we got it now and as tough as things are starting to get, it's a lot tougher in third world nations. Interfood. Interfood Health Botanicals, if you go to InfoWars.com, and if you link through on the banners there to Interfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, you get 10% off by going to that Alex Jones subpage on all their products. If you buy in bulk, you get 20% on top of that at Interfood.com, or tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that discount, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Dulse Kelp, Barley Grass, Wheat Grass, Chlorella, Spirulina. It's 20 well-known superfoods that are raw, that are unpasteurized, so you get total absorption. And that's the difference between these and these artificial synthetic vitamins that they cook up. And then last but not least, and remember, these sponsors also make this show possible, eFoods Direct, with all the craziness going on, with the food prices exploding and food shortages starting worldwide and in the U.S. I've been telling you this for a year. It's good to have a year's supply of food, very inexpensive, stores in a very small area, and you can always eat your insurance policy, and let's hope nothing bad happens, but if we go into a Great Depression, you bet you're going to need this. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, giant banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, let's go ahead and play the Ventura clip. This is out of Minneapolis Television.
Jesse Ventura says he is skeptical about the official version of events on 9/11 and wishes he would have said so sooner. Ventura was Minnesota's governor when the planes hit the Twin Towers. He now says he regrets not asking more questions about the attacks back then when his words carried more weight. Ventura spoke yesterday with a radio host who believes the U.S. government was behind the attacks.
Jet fuel is four-fifths kerosene, which is not a hot burning fuel, and they want us to believe that it melted these steel structured girders and caused these buildings to pancake, collapse to the ground. I was on the site within 2 weeks after it happened, and I saw none of these pancakes.
Ventura also said the way the buildings fell appeared to him exactly like the controlled demolition of a Las Vegas hotel.
There's a whole bunch of these from Texas to New York to Minnesota to California. Jesse Ventura, it's hit international television as well. I don't know if it's hit national TV in the U.S. yet. Everybody keeps sending us the links, post them on the message board. The point is, hundreds of newspapers carried the AP story yesterday afternoon that went out. Dallas Morning News, Dallas Observer, Rocky Mountain News, Minneapolis Star, Minnesota Post, enemies like Malkin's Hot Air attacked us. On the Alex Jones Show, former Governor Jesse Ventura says WTC collapse, a controlled demolition. Ventura skeptical about 9/11. Ventura wrestles with what really happened on 9/11. I mean, this is just West Central Tribune. hundreds of papers. Good job, folks. You got the word out. You spread the word. I'm not risking my life for nothing here, neither is Ventura. He had the courage to do this. I mean, we've had best actress this year, documentary filmmakers, best filmmakers, just all these Italian presidents, just CIA section chiefs. The dam is breaking. It's making it safer for everybody to tell the truth. And it also backs the globalists off. They recognize that people know they staged the attacks now. They recognize it didn't like Kennedy where it took 30 years to expose they did it. Now the majority know, and now the police are finding out. False flag terror has been introduced into the nomenclature. My mission I launched before 9/11 in July to try to stop terror. Didn't stop 9/11, but it may stop the next one because of you taking action. Keep getting the Ventura story out. This is the biggest ever. Great job. We'll come back, get into the attack by the police state on the other side. You better not defend the American flag. You're going to jail.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, hi.
You must have been around. And that takes the time. About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
We're not going to play ball anymore. Mexico got its butt kicked, what, three times by the U.S. They always started it. They never really had the Southwest. They couldn't take it away from the natives. And then now the corrupt government down there teaches their people for 50 years it belongs to them. And I'm tired of post offices, government buildings, taking the American flag down. The illegals will tear down American flags, burn them, run up Mexican flags. But now on Mexican Independence Days, the globalist-run universities run up Mexican flags and take down American. And that's what happened here. So this student, Air Force vet, took it down. Well, they came and arrested him, and then he went to trial. And, they're so nice. He only gets 6 months probation and 40-something hours community service. What about the issue is the school flying the Mexican flag with no American flag? I'm tired of it. I mean, I'm not going to play along with it anymore. Like the Mexican radio isn't going, we're taking over, we're going to get you gringos. Ha 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 ha. Listen, I hear that. I'm sick of it. I don't dislike you. You think we're all ignorant like Ventura, who thinks, you know, I guess he doesn't speak Spanish. He doesn't hear what you're saying behind his back. It isn't funny. It isn't cute. Knock it off. Here it is.
It is a case that has divided a community. Sides split over whether an Air Force veteran who took down and tore apart a Mexican flag acted out of patriotism or hatred. A jury spent 2 days hearing the case of that man, Peter Lynch. Shelton Donson is live at district court with his punishment. Shelton?
Well, when it boils right down to it, this is just a misdemeanor case of criminal damage to property. But then you factor in the racial overtones. And in all likelihood, this is a case that will be remembered a lot longer.
Stop
than...
it. See, racial overtones. If you don't like a foreign country that attacked the U.S. during World War I in huge racial murders all over the Southwest in one day, Planet San Diego, if you don't like their racism, you're a racist. See, it's meant to suppress, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're not buying into it. Here it is.
Any sentence that Peter Lynch could have received.
When Peter Lynch tore apart a Mexican flag that had been flying improperly on the UNM campus, he touched off a firestorm of emotions. The reading of the verdict against him this afternoon was much more subdued.
We find the defendant guilty of criminal damage to property.
During the course of the two-day trial, Lynch's attorney argued the U.S. Air Force veteran was only defending federal law by removing the Mexican flag, which should have been accompanied by an American flag. A point Lynch reiterated in a brief post-sentencing interview.
I was a Cub Scout. You know, I learned when I was 7 years old how to raise and lower a flag and fold it. If a seven-year-old can learn it, you know, I think it's kind of embedded into our society as Americans. And I feel strongly about the colors of the United States of America. And that's what it's all about.
Lynch faced a maximum of 6 months in jail and a $500 fine. But instead, Metro Court Judge Clyde DeMerseman gave him a six-month deferred sentence, placed him on probation, and ordered him to replace the flag and complete 48
hours of
community.
Okay, let's stop right there. I'll cover this more on Sunday and the fluoride, and we'll be back on Monday with a big announcement. Bottom line, you see, it's now treason to defend your country. Let's admit it. Mexico's always hated us. We took half their country. They hate us, period. Does that mean Hispanics who are American hate us? No, wonderful people. But let's stop playing games like this isn't the case. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com on the internet. The streams are there, and they'll restream until Sunday when I'm back live at 4. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You're listening to GCN.
Are you worried about your credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates? Having trouble?